We've talked about the resting membrane potential. Now let's talk about the action potential. What is the action potential? Well, the first thing to realize, it's a message in the nervous system, and it travels along axons, and axons can be anything from a few millimeters to a meter, and it can travel very, very fast. It can travel up to speeds of 100 meters per second. And what happens to your resting membrane potential when you generate an action potential is you get a rapid reversal of membrane potential, lasting only a few milliseconds. And it will go from somewhere around minus 17 millivolts, and it will rapidly shoot up to about plus 30 millivolts, and then return to normal. And this is because the membrane suddenly becomes very permeable to sodium, and then it becomes permeable to potassium. Now, before we look at the actual mechanism, we should talk about the proteins, because this mechanism is mostly based on permeability of proteins. These proteins form channels, and the channels, as you already know, have very complex structures. They can be made up of several chains of amino acids, and those amino acids can span the membrane several times. The features that you really want to understand about these protein channels is, first of all, they are gated channels. So that means they can be open or they can be closed. And what controls whether they're open or closed, the second important feature, is they're voltage regulated. So at minus 70, they'll be closed, and then you change the voltage and some of them will start to open. They're very specific. They only allow one ion to move, so you'll get a sodium channel, or you'll get a potassium channel, or a calcium channel. And the other important feature about them is, although some of them only have two faces, potassium channels for example, they're closed or they're open. The voltage regulated sodium channels have three faces. They can be closed, ready to open. They can be open, or the third phase is they can be closed and inactivated. And this is going to be very, very important when we look at how action potentials travel along the axon.